ब्राह्मणं प्रत्यभूत ब्रह्मन् मत्सरो मन्युरेव च अभूतपूर्वः सहसा शत्रुभ्याम् अर्धिकात्मना ब्राह्मणं प्रत्यभूत ब्रह्मन् मत्सरो मन्युरेव च अभूतपूर्वः सहसा शत्रुभ्याम् अर्धितात्मना ब्राह्मणं प्रत्यभूत ब्रह्मन् मत्सरो मन्युरेव च word by word meaning abhutapurva unprecedented sahasa circumstantially kshut hunger trudbhyam as well as by thirst ardita being distressed atmana of his self, brahmanam, unto a brahmana, prati, against, abhut, became, brahman, om, brahmanas, matsara, envious, manyam, angry, eva, thus, cha, and translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Brahmanas, the king's anger and envy directed toward the Brahmana sage were unprecedented, being that circumstances had made him hungry and thirsty. Purport: for a king like Maharaj Parikshit to become angry and envious, especially at a sage and brahmana, was undoubtedly unprecedented. The king knew well that brahmanas, sages, children, women, and old men are always beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. Similarly, the king, even though he commits a great mistake, is never to be considered a wrongdoer. But in this case, Maharaj Parikshit became angry and envious at the sage due to his thirst and hunger by the will of the Lord. The king was right to punish his subject for coldly receiving him or neglecting him. But because the culprit was a sage and a brahmana, it was unprecedented. As the Lord is never envious of anyone, So also the Lord's devotee is never envious of anyone. The only justification for Maharaj Parikshit's behavior is that it was ordained by the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantika Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupescha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Hare Krishna Hare Hare So welcome everyone to this today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Just welcoming everyone, all the guests, so that there is no offense towards them. Because we are seeing the current episode going on. The entire episode is because of the offense towards the guest. The entire chapter and later on the entire Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit. So in this very, very sensitive and very difficult phase of Parikshit's life, he had been raised in a cultured family, in a very cultured atmosphere. All the values, virtues were imparted to him. And he was a very cultured person. We could see King Parikshit, although he was attacked by Brahmastra when he was in the womb of his mother. After coming out very safely, protected by Lord Krishna, he was not searching for that person who threw that Brahmastra. Right? He was not having that kind of vengeful attitude. Who threw that Brahmastra to kill? I want to confront that person. I want to give punishment to that person. When I was helpless, he was trying to kill me. But it was not the case. And even when he was confronted with personified Kali. Personified Kali, he had disguised himself as a king in his kingdom, and he was doing a very sinful activity, trying to kill a bull and a cow who were none other than personified Dharma and Mother Earth. In fact, when this personified Kali surrendered to him, he in fact gave him sufficient space. He accommodated him. He did not kill him. So that was the value system Parikshit Maharaj had. And in this incident we can see that how Parikshit Maharaj has been behaving in such uncultured way toward a Brahmana who was in a meditation, absorbed in his meditation. So can somebody either close the door or ask children to play somewhere outside, because it is a little disturbing. So King Parikshit, as we know, that he was in the forest and he had become hungry and thirsty, and he was searching for water. And we know that how much is the value of water, right? When we become thirsty. When we really become thirsty, we need water. Srila Prabhupada explains that when you become thirsty, only water can quench your thirst. Not milk or not any other substance. We need only water to quench our thirst. And in this middle of the summer, we can understand what is the value of water. Every maybe hour we take one glass of water. So water is a basic necessity of every human being. In fact, every living entity, all human species, all species of life, they need water. Our existence, our bodies are made of water. So much percentage is made of water. And we realize when there is a Nirjal Ekadashi, we don't have to drink of water for entire day, and next day we are waiting. So water is a very, very important element. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, rasavam apsa kaunte, and the taste of water. So that taste of water is Krishna. And only Krishna can quench our thirst. So therefore, King Parikshit, when he was thirsty like this, he was searching for water. And he saw that there is an ashram here. And ashram is a place where culture exists. That is the ashram. Brahmachari ashram, Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, or Sannyasa ashram. People expect that some basic culture, yes, somebody comes, welcome, please come, sit, take some glass of water, right? Even during Bhagavatam, they keep a glass of water, right? Anytime speaker can become thirsty, and otherwise there can be a different way of speech. So better keep a glass of water to cool him down. Right? So safety precautions. No fire. So water is a very important element. And King Parikshit was approaching this ashram of Shamik Rishi. And he knew that my need is now water, basic. And here is an ashram where this basic need can be easily fulfilled. There is no doubt about it. Anybody will come and ask me, how can I serve you? I am the king here. I am the king of this entire place. Entire kingdom belongs to me. And here are sadhus living. I am not going to any other place, but here are sadhus, sages are staying. So how much he was expecting that culture. A basic need was there. He was thirsty and it was easy. It was not unreasonable. He was not asking that, give me some lavish arrangement of reception. How much time it takes to give one glass of water? Few minutes. It can come and one can get. How much does it cost? It doesn't cost also too much. Glass of water. We don't think that we are wasting some time or energy or money in this. It's a basic manner to give a glass of water to the person who has come to our house. In every place, customer relationship or any place, welcome with water or welcome drink or something like that, vegetarian, not alcohol or intoxication. But that is a basic culture. And he was approaching this sage, ashram, with that expectation that here I will get water, basic need. I'm thirsty and somebody will come and give me water. And he approached in that way. That was his expectation, basic need. And he went in this area. I don't know what was the size of the ashram or whatever hermitage he was having. But it must have been a good place because he had other disciples and son and everything, family. And when he approached, he saw that there was nobody to welcome him. Right? Nobody is coming forward and welcoming him. His presence is not acknowledged. And he saw this sage is sitting in meditation, so much absorbed that he doesn't recognize, he doesn't sense that there is somebody. Sometimes Ramacharya is chanting and tuk tuk, some sound comes and we immediately open the eyes. Our meditation is not that strong. So we immediately see who is coming. Or sometimes there is just a radar japa kind of thing. We are watching everyone who is coming and going instead of focusing on the holy name. Our focus is on people coming and going. That's also not a proper type of japa. So this sage was in rapt meditation. And he asked for water. Please give me water. Right? Sometimes even somebody may be chanting, absorb or whatever. We hear somebody talking to us. Then we realize that, oh, somebody has come. At least let me find out what is the need. But no response at all. So he was a little bit disappointed. It was not an easy thing for a king to handle. In fact, king could have taken this in a very positive way. I'm just trying to give a different interpretation. What happened and what could have happened. King could have thought that, look at this sage. He is in rapt meditation. He is not getting disturbed at all. He doesn't realize that who has come, who has gone in his ashram. So much absorbed. That he has reached a different level of consciousness. And I am very proud of this Brahmana. Because such Brahmanas are in my kingdom. And because of them, my kingdom is flourishing. Because we need Brahmanas in the society. Only Kshatriyas, warriors are there, and then what happens? There are fights, wars everywhere. But we need people who have vision, who understand how to organize a society. Brahmanas sometimes may not be so much productive. We cannot judge Brahmana by his financial productivity. Just for everyone's information. Because in today's time, everything is judged according to how much you earn, what is your net worth. And what is your network? How much big network you have and how much huge net worth you have. That is the way people are judged and respected and given welcome. Brahmanas, they are poor, simple hearted, they don't have too much wealth. They are trained to perform tapasya, acquire knowledge. That is the strength of the Brahmanas. And Brahmana should live like that. Brahmana should not try to accumulate too much money also. Because otherwise their Brahmanatva will be lost. If they start acquiring too much money, then they become money-minded. They don't become broad-minded. So therefore, king could have thought that this Brahmana is really a elevated person and he is worthy of becoming my guru. I am learning from him. Even he may not be speaking anything, but his body language is speaking that he is in meditation and one should not get disturbed by hunger and thirst. I am so much affected by this hunger and thirst, bodily demands. But look at this sage. I don't know for how many hours and days he has been in meditation like this. Doesn't he have hunger and thirst? He also must be feeling hungry and thirsty. But look at him. He has controlled himself. He has conquered hunger and thirst. He has reached to his inner kingdom. Right? He is the real king because he has conquered his own self. I am not the king. I am hungry, thirsty, begging for water and coming to this ashram. But look at this sage. He is the real king. And this is the take-home message for me. I should learn from him. Right? He could have thought like this. That would have been a different story then. But unfortunately, we don't learn from external things. We judge externally. That he is not speaking, that means he is not treating me properly. It's a cold treatment. He took it as a cold treatment. And it is explained that sometimes you deal with a person nicely. He feels nice. You speak something disturbing to him or her, they will feel bad. But you don't talk to him, you don't give any attention to the person, then what happens to that person? That person becomes miserable. He becomes miserable, he doesn't understand what is the meaning of this. Somebody says good, okay, I understand, I did something good, and he's acknowledging it. And even somebody says bad, no, you have done wrong, so I can understand that this is for my improvement. But there is complete silence. What I have done wrong that somebody doesn't talk to me? I send an email and I don't get reply. Right, in today's time there is so much cold kind of responses or no response at all. So people take it very negative. I send a message on whatever messaging system and there is a blue tick, but still no response. Right. So we will disturb. This person has read the message, but still is not responding. What is the problem? So that kind of cold response or no response disturbs the person, right? That I'm expecting. Sometimes somebody may send a message and then afterwards a phone call comes. Did you receive the message I sent you sometime? Did you read that? Yes, yes. But why you are not calling? Why you are not responding? So this is a basic need, human need, communication skills. Basic communication skills need to be there. So here was a really different case. This sage was in a meditation and there was no kind of awareness, because whatever stage is of consciousness were there, Jagrata, Swapna, Sushupti, Turiya Avastha, he has reached to that Turiya Avastha, different level. It's an internal consciousness he had reached. So in that consciousness one doesn't have the awareness of the external world. So who has come, who has gone, whether the sounds are disturbing or no awareness at all. That is the state of consciousness we are trying to reach. In the pure state of consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness. That state we want to reach. So here, king was expecting this, but he didn't get any response. And when the expectations are not fulfilled, then what happens? There is a frustration. Frustration is a natural byproduct of expectation. We expect something and it will not, it is not that it will be always full. Because what is our expectation, also it does matter. Just like it is, an example is given that you are sitting for a nice feast. There are so many items are getting served. And you know that there is nice sweet rice, halwa and gulab jam, whatever, various items are going on the way. And in the beginning, the server is serving rice, dal, chapati and so we are expecting something. We are expecting sweet rice. Okay. And somebody puts dal. And we don't like dal. Then what happens? Our expectations are frustrated. We feel miserable. I expect dal, I expect sweet rice, and he is putting dal. And what we tell the server? Dal, mud, dal. Don't put dal. Sweet rice, dal. Dal. So we expect something and we get something what we don't want. That is a frustration, that is a misery. But we are expecting dal and somebody puts sweet rice. Then what happens? Oh, really happiness. I was expecting something simple and he gave me a nice, huge, double spoon sweet rice. So we feel happy. We all items are going to come in sequence or whatever sequence, but it's a relative perception. What we expect determines whether we are going to become happy or miserable. So similarly, here the king was expecting a basic need, a glass of water, which was easy to fulfill. But even that was not getting fulfilled. He was getting frustrated. And there was no response. It was a cold treatment he was getting. That was all the more disturbing. So gradually, the heat of the cold treatment was started rising. Can you imagine the heat of the cold treatment? Prabhupada explains that something hot burns and cold also burns, right? Dry ice, it is like they are told that safety precaution, don't touch the dry ice because it will burn your fingers. So the cold treatment started burning him. And then he went into a different zone, a different space he entered. He lost focus. He lost seeing things being positive. He didn't take it positive. The same situation could have been a different. He could have taken it positively. He could have accepted that yes, this sage is in meditation. And I respect his privacy, I respect his space. I am entering in his ashram. So it depends upon him whether to treat me nicely or not. It is his domain. I may be the king of the world, but this ashram belongs to him. He is the proprietor of this ashram. How can I demand something from him? He could have thought it like that, a little bit. He could have been a little bit focused. But somehow there, it was a different plan of the Lord. And we know that there are five causes of action. Adhishtanam tatha karta, karanam cha prithavida, vedam cha prithakshishta, daiva chaivatra panchamam. That these are the five causes of action. This action happened. For the sage, he also performed an action. His inaction was an action. His action was inaction. He didn't do anything. That was an action. Cold treatment, he perceived as a cold treatment. And then, what happened to Parikshit? Parikshit was disturbed. And it was not what he did later, was not just his senses were moving around and doing something. He was responsible of their action. In fact, everyone, we are all responsible for our actions. Although there is a fifth factor that ultimately the Supreme Lord is the cause of all action. But ultimately, we desire. We desire and then super soul fulfills it. So therefore this intricacy of karma and action has to be understood very carefully. Otherwise we'll put all blame on God for our wrong things. Whatever wrong things are happening, it's because of God. Because He's allowing me to, He's engaging my senses in stealing and doing all these wrong nonsense things. We are responsible because we have been given free will. It depends upon our free will, how we utilize it. In this special case of Parikshit Maharaj, it was a divine intervention of the Lord. Daiva Chaivatra Pancham, it was the Supreme Lord who had specially intervened in his life. There could be various reasons to understand why Krishna did like that to Parikshit Maharaj. We can't understand the plan of the Lord. That why Krishna made him commit such a big blunder there. It was a big blunder he did. It was a huge mistake, grave mistake. So, the Supreme Lord, we don't know what was his plan, but we understand that somehow that he wanted to take him out of this entire getting entangled into this king, being a king and being a ruler. And he wanted to take him back to his own abode, coming back to Godhead. Sometimes too many responsibilities, too many positions, power starts affecting a person. One forgets that my goal of life is going back home, back to God. Sometimes little power and little position and followers and instant Gramya Katha and everything just disturbs our consciousness. And we think that this is the only world. So therefore Krishna sometimes intervenes and smashes all our dreams so that we understand what is our goal of life, where I should focus. My energy, my time in this body is limited. I'm getting old. Let me focus my time and energy to perfect my life. So therefore, Krishna had specially intervened in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. And we can see from the material point of view that what happened to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, he could not tolerate that heat of the cold treatment. And he started becoming angry from within. And he entered into a different mental space. Started judging this sage. He forgot that Brahmanas, sages, children, women, they are to be protected. They are my praja. They are my citizens. Whatever they may do, I am responsible for them. I should be protecting them. I should be caring for them. Their needs, interests and concerns are different. And I am the king. I should be more broad-minded. I should not be becoming such petty things. I should not take it seriously. But he started becoming offensive. He started thinking, what is this sage? He is not respecting me. I have come here. Doesn't he understand? The king has come. And it is the duty of the Brahmanas or Grihasthas to respect them. When somebody comes, at least welcome. And give some water. What is this? I don't think this is a proper meditation he is doing. He is a hypocrite. He is a dongi sadhu. Sandhi sadhu. Just external behavior. I know he eats, must be eating nicely afterwards. I mean, when somebody has to find faults in anybody, they will go into all the details and try to find out all information and broadcast it everywhere. I know this person is eating sweets. He is a saffron-cladded brahmachari. He is not a internally saffron, externally just saffron showing. A show bottle brahmachari or sadhu, whatever. I am just exaggerating. So all monkey bars started coming out. Whatever was in his mind, he started becoming angry and then he was... What he was doing, he lost. He became blinded. by his own anarthas. He couldn't see. Especially somebody becomes angry, he can't see the person in front of him. That is such a space, sadhu, so at least I should respect him, not offensive way. I should behave nicely. I should be mindful, not making mind me fool. So he was blinded that time. His consciousness was polluted. He was not able to see clearly. He was thinking that I am the king. I am the kingdom. This is all my kingdom. Everyone is my servant. I am the master. He entered into that space. Controller and master and then what happens? Dasanudas is forgotten. I am the servant of everyone, all people. He forgot that. He forgot others' needs. Only my needs and interests and concerns are important. I am thirsty, I am hungry. Everyone should come and serve me. So, it was a different plan of the Lord. And then we know that what he did, he could have just left. Silently he could have just, theek hai na, jaane do. Kya farak padta hai? What does it matter if somebody doesn't treat you properly? We just leave it. Let it go. Forget it. Just leave the place. Go to some place where somebody will treat you nicely. Right? We like to go to such places, right? Somebody takes care of you nicely. Welcome, sir, sir, aiye, baithiye, kya chahiye? I mean, that's a natural customer relationship attitude. Because they know customer is the boss. Kyunki he will bring the business. And somebody comes, we come, so many people come, we think that is anxiety. Otherwise it becomes anxiety. It is explained that opportunity knocks at the door. But most people complain that why this person has come at this time when I am chanting, when I am taking prasad, when I am going to take rest. Aage untimely. They have come on the wrong time. But that is atithi. Atithi means one who doesn't come on time. One who is unscheduled. That is the definition of atithi. He will not come on time and he is going to test your patience. He is going to test your tolerance. And that is a test one has to pass. To see the super soul in the heart of even that person who has come to disturb you. So that is the test of our Krishna consciousness. Whether we are ready to serve or we are ready to be served. So therefore King Parikshit was losing the focus. He lost the focus for a moment. For that moment, he totally lost focus. That I am the servant and he is a master. In fact, he is a Brahmana and I am a Kshatriya. Brahmana and Kshatriya should work together. He has vision, I have administration. Right? He has vision, I have resources, I have all the power. Let us come together and change the society. Because Kali Yuga is infiltrating. I had encountered Kali and his Kali is spreading. My mission is to stop Kali's influence. And here is the Brahmana, he is a self-controlled sage. He has a solution for all these problems. How to stop the influence of Kali. And this is very helpful for my mission. Right? But he lost that focus. And then what he did was very disturbing. He took a dead snake. Somehow that dead snake was there. We don't know. Somebody had given interpretation also that dead snake in his ashram, sometimes whatever reasons may be there. But he took that dead snake with his bow and made a garland of that snake and put on his neck. And then he left that place. It was a big blunder of his life. And he also was not in his senses. He was not able to understand what he was doing. Because when the consciousness gets clouded, our eyes can't see properly. Our vision gets blurred. And therefore, most of us have this blindness, cataract in our eye. We think that the world is bad, but there is a cataract in our own eyes. Therefore, we think that that is bad. But the defect is in our own eyes. We have to change our perception. We have to improve our vision. Not changing the whole world will solve the problem. But person has to change from internally. Then one will be able to see everything clearly. So king's vision was had become blurred that time. He was not able to see clearly. He forgot that this is a sage, I am in his ashram, in his own territory, and I am committing an offense towards him in his own ashram. He could not see anything that time. At that time he was just totally overwhelmed with anger and envy. And with that full energy of anger and envy, he directed towards the Brahmana. What a misfortune. And we can see that what is life of Parikshit Maharaj. At the very beginning of his life, he was attacked by Brahmastra, by a Brahmana boy, Ashwatthama. And his cause of death also became a Brahmana boy who gave him a Brahma shap. Within 7 days, whoever has done this, he will be killed by a snake bird, tit for tat. He put a dead snake on his neck. I will make him die because of the deadliest of snakes. Thoda jyada hi. With installment. So that was the entire thing. It's a very tragic event in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. Somehow there we can't understand why this happened to him. Nice king. But somehow the Krishna had a plan to change, take away all his attachment, let him become focused on me now, because his time is very limited. We can't postpone our Krishna consciousness to the fag end of our life. Haan, bahut hai, time hai, hum baad mein karenge. No time, we don't know when our time will end, when will be asked, chalo, niklo abhi yahan se. We'll be asked to get out of this place anytime. So therefore, whatever time we have, we should utilize it for the good cause, for hearing Srimad Bhagavat, trying to understand what is the goal of life, where I will go after death, whether I will come back again in the cycle of birth and death, or I will get eternally liberated from the cycle of birth. So therefore, this was the story of King Parikshit. And that was a turning point in his life. And then later on we know that how, although he committed a mistake, it was a serious mistake, but what was the next stage, what he did next, that is more important. Because mistakes do happen. Even the great leaders, they make mistakes. We accept. And they don't have to be pestered again and again that, hey, you made mistake. You don't have to do that again. What is the solution? That is more important. And he took the solution. He became more determined not to commit mistake again. And what was that solution? He took the process of hearing, Shravana. he took full shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he understood that this is a solution, this is the atonement for my mistake. I have done a mistake, I understand, and I knew that I am going to carry till my grave. It is irreversible. Action is done and I am going to get reaction. And reaction is going to come in some form sooner or later, and I'm ready to face it. Not going to complain at all. He could have reverted it back. He could have catch up with the sage and all. A lot of things could have happened. But he accepted. Yes. This is the end. I have to take the process of Krishna consciousness seriously. That was his determination. Hare Krishna. Time is over. Otherwise somebody will come and I don't know what kind of garland they will put on me. Already we got a message that you have to end on time. So I will end. Hare Krishna. Thank you.